From beautiful Orlando, Florida, it's blindbargains.com coverage of ATIA 2019, brought to you by AFB Access World. For the latest news and accessibility information on mainstream and access technology, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon offerings, access technology book reviews and mobile apps, and how they can enhance entertainment, education, and employment, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's free monthly online technology magazine, www.afb.org/aw. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here at ATIA 2019 with Gareth Collins. He's tech support manager for Dolphin. There is a new product here right in front of me, a thing called the Guide Connect. Did I get that right?
Yes, Guide Connect. Basically, it's a kind of reboot of our existing guide software that many of you may know about. It's software that is easy computing for mainly seniors who maybe not used a computer before, never used a screen reader before. So they want to kind of connect it with their grandkids, send them emails, have a look at photographs, browse the web, find out what all the podcasts are about, stuff like that. And for them to actually, at their age, to learn how to use a screen reader and Windows and Outlook just to send an email is probably a bit of a...
Not everyone wants to do that. Yeah.
Exactly. So what Guide Connect is a piece of software that you can install on a desktop, a laptop, or a Surface Go tablet. Or if you don't use a computer or never owned one, you can actually install it on a little Windows 10 set-top box about as big as 2 fists together. Guide Connect comes pre-installed on it. You just connect it to your TV via HDMI cord, switch it on, and you're able to, on your TV, you're able to download books, magazines, you know, from places like Bookshare, NFB Newsline, NLS Bard. You're able to browse the web. You're able to write and read emails.
Right.
You're able to listen to radio stations, all the iHeart radio stations and podcasts. It's got a dictionary, a calculator, an address book.
So it's all menu-driven?
It's all menu-driven in an easy kind of 1 through 9 menu system. The web browser in it is Chrome. Guide has been completely rewritten. Not a single line of code from the old version is in it. It's using all new technology. For the TV version and the tablet version, you can also get a little remote control, Bluetooth remote control, that you can arrow up and down, left, right, and the OK button to go through the menu system and control it.
Yeah, I commented before the interview, it kind of makes it kind of like a Roku. If you kind of sit there with a TV with the remote, you can browse around. And
exactly. Get all your menus, get all your books, your newspapers, magazines, and read them all aloud on your TV.
So the tablet software is more for low vision. It doesn't have the iPhone-style voiceover capabilities,
yeah,
right?
Yes. It'll be a bit more challenging if you were totally blind to use that version without a remote control, so yes.
So you would be best off as a blind person using it either on a computer with a regular
keyboard
or getting the remote.
Yes, and we do have on our roadmap for the future having voice input for dictating letters, emails, also to do a quick web search, like saying, you know, what's the weather going to be like today, you know, that type of thing.
Would you, I guess it's running Windows 10, maybe you could just tie into Cortana or something.
That is one of the options we can be exploring.
Yeah. Sure. So you can buy just the software, could you buy the software and the hardware as well?
Yes, you can, any of those combinations. So I think the software, I'm not sure if I work in tech support, but I think it's probably going to be about the same price as the old software, which is $795. I believe I asked somebody how much the box was going to cost. I think the box might be like $250 for the little Windows 10 box. So yes, so if you already own some hardware, just install
it. Buy
the software, and you can get it, you know, as I said, bundled on the box. You can get it bundled on a tablet as well.
And you can just buy the remote as an add-on as well?
Yes, exactly.
How much is the remote about?
I'm not sure. I think it actually comes as part of the price with the box.
That makes sense.
I'm not sure about the tablet, though.
Okay.
But it wouldn't be very much, I don't think.
Sure. You've also mentioned to me you've been, of course, been updating Supernova over the years, and there's some new features in the latest version. What do you got going
on? So the main new features in Supernova 18, which will be released next month, is on the magnification side, you can have separate magnification and colors settings per monitor. So if you're using multiple monitors, you've got two monitors, different sizes, you might want a bit of more magnification on the smaller monitor. And you might have, say, Word on one monitor and Excel on the other monitor. You might want different color combinations on each monitor. We've also made our integration with our Connect and View feature a bit slicker. So what Connect and View allows you to do is, if you attach a webcam to a computer running Supernova, you like a hover cam or a, you know, one of those document cams, like the iPivo, what that allows you to do is use it as a CCTV. So you can magnify, you know, what's on a piece of paper, a business card, a medicine bottle.
Sure.
Magnify it. You can change the colors of it. You can take a picture of it. And you can OCR the text of it and have it read aloud. And Connect and View, as well as being able to connect to a webcam, it can also connect to a whiteboard in a schoolroom situation.
Okay.
So, and for that we use the screen sharing protocol, VNC. So a bit like if people are familiar with like go to my PC, log me in, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So the teacher basically turns on screen sharing on their PC or device that's connected to the whiteboard, and then the student connects wirelessly by Wi-Fi or whatever internet connection to the teacher's machine that's running the whiteboard, and then they can have magnified and they can change the colors and they can OCR and they can take screenshots of everything on the whiteboard.
I believe I saw, I'm not sure how long you've been doing it, that you can also get Supernova now as like a monthly service.
Yes, that you can have it as a subscription service. You can even have it on a USB thumb drive and it will run without needing to be installed.
And you can just buy that, or is it annual?
Well, yeah, I think for the USB thumb drive, that'll probably be like an annual or
makes sense.
Or an output. But for the actual software downloaded version, yeah, you can get like maybe a monthly or quarterly subscription.
Okay, great. If people want to get more information about what's going on with Dolphin, this
you can either go to our website, which is www.yourdolphin.com, or you can go to the website of our U.S. Master Disputer, IREAT, which is IREAT.com.
And we should mention, too, if you haven't downloaded yet, you can get the Easy Reader app.
Oh, yes. So,
for free?
Yes, free. So if you go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Store, you can download for your Android or your iOS device a free Daisy Book Reader called Easy Reader. That connects directly to library services such as Bookshare, Kami for educational materials, NFB Newsline for books and magazines, periodicals, and you can search all of those libraries from inside the one app, download all the content inside one app and read it, you know, and that's a free app.
Great. Thank you so much, Gareth.
Okay. Thank you for the opportunity.
Exclusive audio coverage. Visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.